Good morning, everyone. Yay! Welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our very first service in the park. I'm so happy that we are here together. You all know me. I'm Reverend Jennifer Spear. You all know we're Living Beyond Limits, and we are Living Beyond Limits, and how fabulous this is. And so I'm going to start today, actually, by reading our mission statement. And if you know it, you can follow along with me. Otherwise, you can just listen. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So you all know that's exactly what we're doing here, is awakening to that divinity that lives within us, that divine presence that expresses itself in and through and as everything in this universe, but that specifically expresses within us as the truth of our own wholeness, as our own authentic power, as the presence of love and peace and good that lives within us. Because it's as we come to recognize that presence that is always within us, regardless of what is happening in our lives, that then we can take responsibility for our actions and be active instead of reactive and be at choice, and therefore we can bring the presence of peace and love into this world. We can stand in our own wholeness, in our own power, when the world seems to be up against us, and it puts us in a place of choice and power. And it makes us come to the world differently, and it enables us to come to the world as a beneficial presence. So thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be giving way to that divine presence within you that is none other than your own spiritual beingness. Thank you to each and every one of you. And so I'm going to welcome Carol Borowick to come up. She's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And we are going to sing the prayer. We're going to listen to the prayer chant, I Am, that Chris is going to start for us right now. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, into that stillness within you, that place of silence, the part of you that is just beingness itself, and to just allow yourself to settle in. in God. How blessed we are this morning to come together, to celebrate being together, to celebrate life, to be grounded right now in this beautiful place, in this moment, in spirit, in oneness. I know that as we are always grounded in spirit, all questions are answered. And that is true for each one of us and for every person in this world. How blessed we are to be here today and to recognize our oneness in God. Whatever is in each person's heart, I know is answered today by the love and the peace and the joy that we share. And I bless Reverend Jennifer's message. I know we are inspired and comforted by her words today. God bless each person who's worked so hard to create our sacred space this morning. And I bless each one here. I know our day unfolds perfectly, joyfully, in beauty, and just in a wonderful, wonderful time with spirit and with each other. And I say thank you, God, and so it is.
And so it is.
Good morning. So this morning I took a reading from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes, and it's called A Creative Spirit Expresses Through Me. Now let us take a very simple lesson from nature. Perhaps from where you are sitting, you can see a tree in full bloom. If so, remember that the tree's roots, from which it draws its life, are entirely invisible. Unless the tree drew on this invisible source, it would never flourish. We have roots in the mind of God. Our personality, our individuality, everything we are and do that the world sees, is really a result, in effect, of our continually drawing on the infinite. We must come to believe that the creative spirit in back of all things also flows through us. If we think of ourselves as rooted in God and expect divine power to flow through us, our every thought and action will be animated by the same life and power and beauty that clothes the lily of the field. God has imparted our life to us, placing no limitation or condition that would restrict us. Other than this, our life must be lived constructively in unity and love and sympathy with everything around us, if we expect to live life to the fullest. I believe that every person is born to be creative and to live to the fullest and to be happy and glad and prosperous and whole. I am called to be a creative center of life. All that I wish for myself, I wish for others as well. Sensing the presence of love, guiding and protecting me, I spread this love to all those I meet. And so it is.
And so it is.
And so how blessed do you feel to be here today in the park, in the company of each other? Yes. And how blessed do you feel to be sitting in the shade of a tree with your feet in the grass? And how blessed do you feel that the sun actually came up this morning and is shining so that we can be witness to nature that is all around us right now? Yeah. You know, as spiritual beings, we have a need within us to remember how blessed we are. We have a need within us as spiritual beings to notice that beauty around us, to notice the beauty really that fills our lives at every single moment. We have a need to feel how blessed we are, to feel how blessed we are and to be present to our lives and present to all the gifts that we have in our lives. We have a need within us to experience the sacredness of our lives, to feel the sacredness of life itself. Because when we feel that sacredness, it enables us to feel connected to that great something. And it's so easy to not be present. It's so easy to not be present in the moment to those gifts and all that beauty that's in life. Instead, it's so easy to be distracted and not be in the moment. To be distracted by what it is that we need to get to next from wherever we are. Distracted by what is wrong or what we don't like in the world. So easy to focus on what we don't like and what is wrong. To focus on how wrong those politicians are, or to focus on the wrong things about our significant other, or what's wrong with our neighbor, what's wrong with our body, or what's wrong with our bank account, or what's wrong with this country. And then, as if that's not enough, the stories that we can get going on in our heads, then you just turn on the media and they are happy to tell you all the things that are wrong with the world that you couldn't think of on your own. Marianne Williamson says, we can always choose to perceive things differently. You can focus on what's wrong in your life, or you can focus on what's right. So somebody was telling me this week that her air conditioning went out in her car, and you might have noticed that it's rather hot and humid right now. And so she was actually driving to Coffee and Donuts that we have right here on Thursday mornings, and she said because her air conditioning wasn't working, she had all of her windows rolled down in her car, and as she drove by El Dorado Park, she smelled the smell of freshly cut grass and how it just grabbed her attention. And that is such a magical, wonderful smell. I don't know why it is, but that smell of fresh cut grass. And she realized, had her air conditioning been working, she would have had her windows up and she would have missed that. And really, what a blessing and what a gift it was to smell that fresh cut grass. The truth is, there is so much good and so much beauty wherever we are and whatever we're doing, everywhere. There's so many things to feel grateful for, things to feel blessed about and to feel blessed by in every single moment. Feeling grateful and feeling blessed requires that we be present in the moment. And it requires that we pay attention, that we notice what's around us. It requires that we be awake to our blessings. And so the title of my talk today is A Portal of Plenty. I'm talking about when we are fully present in the moment, instead of in our heads with the story that we have going on. When we are intentionally noticing what's going on around us and the blessings around us, as well as the blessings within us, then we really experience how blessed we are. It is then that we experience the divine and the divine expressing itself in our lives as the bounty of good. And when we live like that, then we automatically live in gratitude. And so I'd like to share a story with you. It's out of the book called The Art of Abundance by Dennis Merritt Jones. He says, recently, I returned from a marvelous retreat in Big Sky, Montana, where I was honored to be one of the presenters, and I am compelled to tell you about what a transformative experience it was. At over 8,000 feet in altitude, seldom have I spent time in nature and been more deeply moved by the experience. The other presenters were brilliant, and the retreat itself was deeply moving. Over the period of a week, I completely fell in love with everyone there. However, I must be honest and tell you that the real highlights of the week came as I was actually leaving the retreat center to catch a very early morning flight. Diane and I had managed to hitch a ride to the airport with one of the other couples attending the retreat, and we left with a comfortable margin of time to make it to the airport, figuring it would take about an hour and 10 minutes if we didn't run into any problems along the way. Yes, I happen to be one of those people who feels a need to leave plenty of time when flying, especially when departing from airports in unfamiliar terrain. Well, while descending the mountain in total darkness at the pre-dawn hour, about 15 minutes into our drive, without a word, our host driver suddenly slowed down, pulled over, and parked along the side of the road. In a momentary panic, I thought to myself, why on earth is he stopping here? Doesn't he know that we are on a strict time schedule? Can't he see that it's totally dark out here? He opened the door and stepped out into the pitch black night in the middle of this wilderness road, drew a deep breath, and looked straight up at the sky in awe of the canopy of constellations overhead. Excuse me, but the universe is calling. You see, we always take time to do this before we leave the mountain, because at this altitude there are no lights around you, and you will seldom see stars this bright, clear, and beautiful. Then we all got out of the car, stood directly in the middle of the road, and gazed skyward in absolute silence. Our friend was right. Indeed, the universe was calling. It was without question one of those peak moment experiences where, for me, all sense of separation from the whole momentarily dissolved. That 2-minute, quote, delay made the entire trip to Montana worth the effort. And if my friend had not insisted on pulling over to pause and ponder at the wonder of the universe, I would have missed the whole thing. Why? Because my mind was already at the airport while my body was still on the mountaintop. My eyes were closed to what was in that moment, an attempt by the entire universe to tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, you are part of something infinitely larger than what you realize. So be here now and in awe of the precious gift of this moment. And so I invite you right now to stop and to pause and to be present. What do you see in this holy instant that makes you feel blessed? What do you perceive in this holy moment that makes you feel blessed to be alive? How grateful are you for your body? How grateful are you for your hands? How grateful are you for your feet? How grateful are you for your lungs and for your digestive system that turned your breakfast into energy so that you could be here? And how grateful are you for your eyes? Rabbi Harold Kushner said, can you see the holiness in those things you take for granted? The paved road or the washing machine? If you concentrate on finding what is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul. while driving, we can be grateful for the road. We can be grateful for our car. We can be grateful for the rules of the road and the fact that most people follow them. We can be grateful for the gasoline that allows us to go where we want to go. We can be grateful for masks that allow us to go out into the world and to be here together today. We can be grateful for our heart connection and our spiritual connection that we have with each other that endures and lasts even though we haven't been together since March. We can be in gratitude and feel blessed about the fact that we get to be here together in that love and that connection and just reveling in that today. Eckhart Tolle says, "It is through gratitude for the present moment that the spiritual dimensions of life open up." When we're cognizant of all the blessings around us, it puts us in the place of our spirit and gives life that spiritual dimension. When we feel gratitude, there's something within us that feels like we've come home. Home to our own lives, home to ourself, home to the divine presence, home to the fact that we live in the kingdom of heaven right here and right now. When we are present, we notice those things. When our eyes are closed, we can't see that we are in the kingdom. And doesn't it say in Matthew 3:2 that the kingdom of heaven is at hand? And in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. Being present and paying attention enables us to experience those things. Being present to the gifts of the moment and to the blessings at hand allow us to recognize the kingdom and that we are in that kingdom. Gratitude takes us to that experience of heaven right here, right now. Robert Holden, who is a British psychologist in the field of positive psychology and well-being, says, "The real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become. And the more present we are, the more things we notice that there are to be grateful for. And the more gratitude we have, the more things we notice that there are to be grateful for. And the more grateful we are, the happier we are, and the more satisfied we feel." Emerson said, "Never lose an opportunity of seeing anything that is beautiful, for beauty is God's handwriting, a wayside sacrament. The beauty of a tree, the beauty of a sunset, the beauty of your car starting when you have somewhere to go, the beauty of the produce in the grocery store, the beauty of your comfortable bed that you get to sleep in, the beauty of a hug when you need one, the beauty of a child's face, the beauty of the face of the person that you love. All the handwriting of the divine." And so my invitation to you is, as you move through your days, to pause and to notice and to look deeper, to be present in the moment.
Whoops.
To be present to the good that is in that moment. And to look deeper so that you can see the blessings that are at hand. Be present to the beauty that is present. Look for God's handwriting as you move through your life, as you move through your day, as you move through each instant. Intentionally focus on the blessings. And as a result, you'll be present to the good that fills your life, present to the activity of spirit, and acting as a portal to plenty. And so blessings to every single one of you as we live this life really in this kingdom of the divine, surrounded by blessings. May we each and every one of us be open to them and receive them and perceive them and revel in them. So blessings to each one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take our attention right now to the presence of the infinite, that one holy one that is expressing itself as every single thing in this universe, that pours itself forth without effort, without strain, as all of nature, that expresses itself as, yes, the face of a child, as the face of our loved ones, that expresses itself as the hug and as the car starting when we need it, that expresses itself as our inspiration and our guidance, as our abundance, as our own peace. And so how good it is to be in recognition of this one power, this one presence, this one life of the divine that is expressing itself right here and right now all around us, that is expressing itself right here and right now in every single home, in every single heart, in every single person, and as an abundance of good. And so today we remember that. We lean into that presence. We lean into the good in our lives, and our eyes are opened. For yes, indeed, here is the kingdom. The kingdom is at hand, and we are recipients to it. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for this life and for each other and for all of the blessings, for this thing called Living Beyond Limits, for parks and breezes and life itself, that I release this prayer, witnessing the divine all around me. And I say, thank you, God. And so it is.
And so it is.
So I have an affirmation for you to repeat after me. It says, I'll say a line and then you can say a line. Today I notice God's handwriting all around me.
Today I notice God's handwriting all around me.
I pay attention to the good in my life.
I pay attention to the good in my life.
My life is filled with blessings.
My life is filled with blessings.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Life.
And so it is time for our offering. And I think what we decided we're going to do is we have an offering basket up here. If you brought an offering today, we invite you to just bring it up and drop it in this basket. You a moment to get out of your chairs. So I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so I bless this offering today in absolute gratitude for the support for Living Beyond Limits in absolute gratitude for this life of abundance that we are living, that we get to give from the overflow and always still have enough. So I bless this offering. I bless this community. I bless each and every single one of us here today, knowing that we have all been fed and filled and that good is ours in abundance. And so I bless this offering, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.
So it is.
And so I have just a couple of invitations for you. Our intention is to do this same thing here again on September 13th, so we invite you to come for that. The other weeks, we're still going to be recording in my living room and presenting the talks online, and hopefully it will be a little less humid by the 13th of September. We are still doing ministry of prayer. If you have a prayer request, you could tell Barbara Conant today, or you can email or text her or call her. We have lots of prayer shawls, so if you know somebody that would like a prayer shawl, those are available. You know, tell Barbara, she has them, what you want it to be for, and they will pray over it and give it to you, and you can gift it to yourself or someone. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It gives you a one click to watch the talks. And next week, we're going to have a questions and answers in the Science of Mind, which means Reverend Tracy and I, again, are going to do a little panel discussion answering some questions. So please, if you have any questions about this philosophy, about what we teach, about how to apply it to your life, about what it looks like, email your question to me or text me and let me know, and then we will cover them next week in our recording. And so I am so glad to see all your faces and so glad that you are here today. I look forward to seeing you again. So stay in chat and say hi to everyone. Love to you. And that concludes our service today.